This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The issue of envy is of particular significance today in the age of comparison. Yeah, social media has made the world like a global village. You've got Instagram, you've got YouTube, you've got all these kinds of Facebook, whatever it may be. And people are just kind of comparing one another with one another. And as such, envy creeps into the heart and it creates great discomfort and inconvenience. I think we should start here by talking about the main hadith that relate to hasad. Of course, we all know the verse in the Quran, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ, that we seek refuge from, and one of the things that we seek refuge from, Surah Al-Falaq, is the envy of the envious person, when they envy. But there is that's more of a protective measure, you see. In the hadith, which is also in the 40 hadith of Nawawi, we have a very interesting and very powerful hadith, which is starts actually. The Prophet ﷺ said, "La tahasadu," you know, do not envy one another. And there's all kinds of things that it continues saying, you know, do not inflate prices over one another, do not hate one another, do not turn away from one another, do not undercut one another in trade. However, instead be وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمِ. Yeah, that instead be, you know, the, you know, brothers in faith. And a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He does not oppress him, nor does he fail him, nor does he lie to him, nor does he hold him in contempt. And then he pointed to his heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, taqwa huna. That taqwa is here. That taqwa, which is God consciousness or piety, is in the heart. And so this is the first thing, you know. And another hadith, which is, I think, as important maybe, is where the Prophet ﷺ told us, once again, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدْ, you know, that be aware of envy, because envy consumes the virtues just as fire consumes the firewood. Now, Al-Ghazali mentions in his book, his book of basically حقد, of envy, that the way you've got to conceive of this is that God gives gifts to people, you see. So, to envy somebody is to express displeasure with the distribution of God. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. If your issue with someone is that they have something you don't have, you wish you had it. And we're going to talk about the levels of envy here. But if you have this in your heart, why did they have it and not me? If this question pops into your mind, if you're a female, you're thinking about someone else who has, you know, another woman, for example, who has certain things that you don't have, a certain life that you don't have, certain house that she lives in that you don't have, because these are the kind of things. Or if you're a man, that you may be thinking, once again, the man, this guy's making more money than I am, he's driving a different car than I to me, he's got better status or worldly status. And of course, religious people will tend to be jealous over religious matters. So this person is more knowledgeable than I am. We'll come to this as well. Whatever it is that comes into your heart, this is problematic, because it expresses a displeasure with the distribution of God. Of course, we've got the famous story of Surah Yusuf in the Quran, which kind of exemplifies this point. There is one thing which is important I should mention, which is that the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, you know, la hasada illa fi ithnatayn, that there is no, if you like, envy that is justified except for in two types of thing, which is, the Prophet said, a man who Allah has given knowledge of the Quran and so he recites it during the night and the day, and a man who Allah has given wealth so he spends from it during the day and the night. What kind of envy is allowed here? And scholars say, Al-Ghazali mentions as well, it's the kind of envy, so-called envy, and this is envy in kind of quotation marks, yeah? It's the kind of envy where you don't wish that the other person lost their blessing. And so there are three stages of envy that Al-Ghazali mentions. The first one is that you love something, for example, wealth, and wish that the person didn't have it. Now, this is a blameworthy type of hasad, which there is nothing in the religion of Islam, or in fact, that justifies, generally speaking, having this kind of an emotion towards someone else. And you can, and he'll tell us how. If you have this, and we have to be honest about it, expunge yourself of such a feeling. The second is that you wish to have something that someone else had, but you don't wish for them to lose that blessing. Now, this is lawful, but it's not commendable. So you're still kind of thinking, Because there's an aspect of, okay, well, I'm not happy with what I have. There's an aspect of lack of contentment here going on. So this is important. And the third one is to wish to wish that you have what someone else has on religious matters, like the hadith mentions. You see, for example, more knowledge of the Quran, more money so that you can give it in charity and these kinds of things. Now, there are seven causes he mentions, Al-Ghazali mentions, of hasad, of envy. The first one is enmity, that you feel like, oh, this guy's my enemy, and therefore I wish that whatever he had didn't have it. So anything that happens is good to that person, you know, you're actually, you get disappointed. There's a feeling of your heart gets hard, maybe, you know, or it drops. Your heart drops when something good happens to someone else that you dislike. I didn't want that to happen. Do you mean you didn't want that to happen? Why? Because you don't like that person. And this is something which is not allowed in the Sharia. The second one is dislike for another's good. Yani, for example, if someone's got something good and you think like, you know what, I don't want that person to have that. But it's not because you necessarily hate them, but it is what it is. The third thing is pride or kibr. So you hold a certain person in contempt. However, having said that, modern psychologists differentiate between arrogance and contempt, and we're not going to go into the distinction, although suffice it for me to say at this juncture that contempt by modern standards is where there's equality in the equation, and kibar is when there's a supposed hierarchy in the situation. That's another point. But when you don't like somebody else, you feel like you're better than, I should say, someone else. So it's more, you know, a feeling of superiority. I deserve this, not me. So that's another reason. So pride, kibar, it's a kind of kibar actually. The fourth thing is expressing, yeah, ta'ajjub. You feel like, what's this? Like, why is this happening? It should be me. And that's, once again, it can link to kibar. The fifth thing is fear of failure, like of an objective. For example, that you're both in business, you and a friend of yours, and you're in the same line of work, and you feel like the more this guy succeeds, the more you're going to fail. You see? Or Al-Ghazali mentions co-wives. The more he loves her, the less he loves me. And both things are kind of misplaced here. The sixth thing is name and power. That you want jah, you want status, and you want power. And so you feel like this guy shouldn't be getting that power, it should be me. And the seventh thing is basically you're narrow-minded and believe everything good should come to you, especially in this particular industry. Why wasn't it me that got this interview? Why isn't it me that got, for example, wasn't called to do this talk? Whatever it may be. I'm just speaking about kind of what happens in our industry. Why wasn't it me that happens here? Or why wasn't it, for example, in this classroom setting, why was the teacher didn't choose me? Or in a sports day event, why didn't the team choose me, for example? So people envy one another for all kinds of reasons, and power, wealth, etc. But the truth is, on these points, religious people shouldn't really have it. Now, what's the medicine? Because obviously religious people, you know, they shouldn't want money and power and wealth. At the end of the day, if you believe in an afterlife, these things are all temporal and transient. That's the first thing. The second thing is, what is the medicine now? The first thing is to know, and this is point one of the medicine, he says that you've got to know that this is injurious to someone in this world and in the hereafter. It hurts you. It's only, there is no benefit, there's no utility that comes from being envious. This is the first point. The second thing is that it burns your heart and mind. It's kind of like, you know, a rash or some kind of itch that is, or an insatiable feeling or an unquenchable thirst. There is no end to it. So unless you realistically want there to be an end for it and try your best to put an end to it, then there's not going to be an end to it. And the third point is, you should be in the knowledge that you're not actually harming the person being envied. In fact, if the person being envied has a mutual dislike towards you, you're actually doing something which is in their favor, because you're injuring yourself. And of course, when someone does this, it's a waste of energy, and you can't change the decree of God anyway. So it's like smashing your head against a mountain. You're not going to change anything. The fourth thing is that not only does it benefit the envied person, maybe this dunya, through your worldly anxiety and so on, but it will also benefit the envied person in the hereafter if you stop backbiting the individual and so on the day of judgment. And so these are the kind of medicines he also mentions in terms of actions. You should try maybe and facilitate the good that person is doing. Doing an app, because this is a theme that runs throughout Ghazali's work, is that if you feel a certain way, do the opposite. So do an action opposite of the cause. Praise the envied person. Say good things about them. Or even if you don't envy them, but you feel it, you may envy them, then praise them and do good for them so that the envy doesn't come into your heart. And these are the kinds of practical advices that he has put forward. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
If you enjoyed that and you want to watch the next episode, click here.